The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Once had a teacher say that wisdom is knowing how much caffeine to drink on retreat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And today, I nailed it. Anyway, that's a roundabout way of saying I'm happy to be with you, and it's nice to be here. And how many people have been to a Wednesday before? Yeah. Okay. So we'll have the usual format of a walk in a few minutes, and then a sit. And if you'd like to meet one-on-one for practice discussion, I'm happy to do that. And so you would sign up on the sign-up sheet there, and the meetings are in the back room there, and you can just wait out by the library before the meeting time, and I'll call you over. And those practice discussions are, it's really for whatever is close to your heart, and that might be some, very concrete technical meditation question, or a question about integrating the teachings into your life, or basically the guideline is whatever matters to you. And over the years of teaching, I've sort of been struck by how, you give a Dharma talk and you talk to 10 or 100 people and you say the same thing to everyone, but what's actually called for and the way the Dharma constellates in each person's life is, it's very idiosyncratic. And so I love having the chance to actually try to connect heart to heart and be able to talk about practice in a way that feels tailored for you. If you're unfamiliar with walking practice or have any questions about the logistics of it, you're available for consultation. Okay, great, thank you. So, a lot of the way practice works and unfolds is we learn to give ourselves more and more effective, targeted pep talks, little Dharma pep talks, yeah? And maybe you even experimented with that during that sit, right? There's something that we need to remind ourselves of. And my experience is that these pep talks are very idiosyncratic. They actually, they're tailored to our own minds, our the particular moment. And over the months and years of practice, we actually learn to be effective in sharing with ourselves something useful. And I don't know what that is for you. Yeah. I don't know what that'll be this morning during the walk and the sit. But you can actually experiment. What does the mind need? The Dharma gives a lot of different tools. It has a lot of different tropes, different kind of pep talks we can give ourselves, yeah? And sometimes that's around energy and effort, of staying with something, of surrendering certain kind of renunciation. Sometimes that's with the necessity of just gentleness and self-care, compassion, of a kind of reassurance that in this process of opening to experience, we need reassurance. So something in the heart needs to be reassured. And sometimes the pep talk is something like, it's more of an inquiry, like, sometimes I just ask the question, to what am I clinging now? Sometimes we get so caught up in the project of Dharma, the project of self-improvement, the project of optimizing, that we lose sight of what's here. And so sometimes the kind of intervention is just to ask what goodness is already here. So find your way. It's often a kind of just a few words that we need to hear that create some space. That reconnects us more to the kind of miraculous quality of the present. So I'm happy to be practicing with you. Thank you for having me, and I wish you a good morning.